Is this frequency in use? Welcome to Southgate Vibes, a selection of the latest stories direct from Southgate Amateur Radio News. I'm Steve Richards, Gulf 4 Hotel Papa Echo, and in this podcast, you're going to hear my personal picks of what is happening in amateur radio and the wider world of communications. Whether you're just starting out in ham radio or an experienced operator spinning around the spectrum for those rare and sometimes strange signals, I hope you'll find something to entertain you here. Welcome to Southgate Vibes. Greetings, and you're most welcome to join me for some more interesting stories featuring radio in all its guises. This is podcast number 37. Let's kick off with some special call signs for you to look out for on air, this time with a military aspect. Finland's National Amateur Radio Society, the SRAL, reports that military radio amateurs using the Oscar India call sign prefix will be on the air on Friday, the 5th of March. Oscar India is a rare prefix. There are only about 35 stations with an OI call sign, and a special ham radio award is available for working contacts with the OI prefixed stations. To be eligible for the award, stations need to work contacts as follows. Stations located outside Finland need to work 5 OI stations, and those who are within Finland need to work 10 contacts. You can find out more about the OI award at cirad.fi/OI-award. And over on the other side of the globe, the Royal Australian Air Force is celebrating its centenary with some special call signs. From modest beginnings in 1921, the Air Force says it's grown into a potent, world-class operation, which Australia relies upon in both conflict and peace. The men and women of the Royal Australian Air Force have achieved great success in serving Australia and its national interest over the past 100 years. The RAAF was formed on the 31st of March 1921. To mark this centenary, the Wireless Institute of Australia will be celebrating with two call signs. Victor Kilo 100 Alpha Foxtrot from the 1st of March to the 31st of August 2021, which will be used by a team of radio amateurs across the bands around Australia. Victor India 100 Alpha Foxtrot operates from the 1st of March to the 29th of May 2021 and will be used by radio amateurs that are either current or veteran military personnel, and some activities may take place from military bases. Stuart Birkin, Victor Kilo 8, November Sierra Bravo, will be organising the event. A team of 40-plus operators across Australia will be celebrating the centenary over the next few months. A commemorative four-sided QSL card will be available for direct QSL requests. There's no QSL bureau route, but OQRS will be in use. If you have any questions about the activity, please contact Stuart, Victor Kilo 8, November Sierra Bravo at Victor Kilo 8, November Sierra Bravo at hotmail.com. And there's full information on qrz.com. You are listening to Southgate Vibes with me, Steve, G4 Hotel Papa Echo. The poor weather in the US state of Texas recently triggered a long-standing arrangement between radio amateurs, the Red Cross, and governmental agencies. It goes to show that voluntary communications effort is still a vital component of the response to natural disasters, even in the most wealthy of first world countries. In America, the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service and the American Red Cross volunteers joined forces in Texas under their Memorandum of Understanding, responding to the situation resulting from unseasonably cold weather in the state. In an ARRL report, Kevin McCoy, Kilo Foxtrot 5, Foxtrot Uniform Zulu, said the Red Cross formally requested an area's activation in Texas to address the effects of the natural disaster, which included a lack of drinking water, power outages, fuel shortages, and frozen plumbing, amongst other problems. The Red Cross in Central Texas supported more than 60 warming shelters at the request of governmental agencies. Kevin said that they made a special effort to use WinLink email over radio to get reports of infrastructure problems and unmet needs and to communicate information about warming centres. He said that WinLink operators attending local nets and passing on information was the most valuable contribution in this unusual and unprecedented disaster. "We had literally hundreds of WinLink operators across Texas who were trained and ready," said Kevin. "Some of the teams, especially in counties that are still suffering, may be active with other served agencies. Several teams deployed to support emergency operations centres in a number of counties. Some of the area's organisations were also serving the needs of the National Weather Service and local government, as was the case in Williamson County." Kevin McCoy said that their efforts to start with was to focus on folks with medical needs who required power and to get them to safety. Reports from operators were passed to disaster program managers, disaster action teams, and to Red Cross disaster mental health personnel for evaluation. Government partners and citizens provided transportation, and the Red Cross provided hotel rooms in areas with reliable power to keep citizens safe while following COVID protocols. An early report from the Texas Hill Country region concerned infrastructure failures in public service communication towers, which affected 911 calls in Mason County. This was followed by loss of cell towers in nearby counties. KF5FUZ said that those early reports really gave an idea of what they were in for, and that was the beginning of the power failure escalation in Texas, he said. For more on this, go over to the ARRL website at ARRL.org and search the news section for the latest. Like me, you enjoy hearing about the passion of people for radio, then this next item will be heartwarming. Let your mind journey to the subcontinent of India in the early 1900s when radio was in its infancy. What a rare privilege it must have been to own one of the first receivers for this mysterious new technology. And as you will hear, many of those receivers are still working today. What about a radio shaped like a globe? A 1955 made model that retailed for 9,000 rupees in India at the time. Or what about a Crown talking machine, which was made in 1907? Well, an article in the New Indian Express newspaper reports that these and 100 other unique radio sets, of which 80% are in working condition, can be seen at the newly opened Shortwave Radio Museum and Knowledge Centre. The museum, located in Basaveshwar Nagar, is the brainchild of 56-year-old Uday Kalburgi, whose love for radio began way back when he was 9 or 10 years old. The telecom engineer said, "I've listened to them since childhood, and now I want to showcase this bygone technology to today's younger generation." He has dedicated an entire floor of a four-story building, a space of some 600 to 800 square feet, to his museum. Each radio set carries a short note with its name, country of origin, and description. The museum opened on February the 13th, World Radio Day, and has already seen visitors who share a keen ear for these vintage pieces. For Uday, what started with merely listening to radio eventually led to collecting different sets, repairing them, and now restoring them too. The lockdown played a role as well, with the radio lover getting many calls and requests for radio restoration, some even from distant parts of India such as Gujarat and Mizoram. One person wanted an old set repaired for his father's birthday, who started collecting sets after TVs became a mainstay in the 80s. While neatly lined up on shelves in the museum today, these sets initially took up different nooks and crannies of Kalburgi's home. "My family used to tell me I might pick up some bad luck after associating with these old sets, but for me, the passion and joy I felt was greater," he said. His love for radios seems to have been noticed more widely too. "Either I go in search of radios or they find me," he said. As a case in point, he acquired a Philips BX998A radio weighing 27 kilograms from a man in Mumbai. The radio belonged to the man's father-in-law, and he was ready to sell it at 12,000 rupees, that's about £120. When Uday consulted his mentor and fellow radio restorer, Pandu Rajan, he was told not to think twice. On eBay, the same model retails for €2,000, that's about £1,800. Many sets come with stories like this, including the Pilot G744, which was gifted by the Travancore royal family after it was restored for them. While this may be a project of passion, it's also one that is taken seriously, especially when it comes to restoring radios to almost the same state as they were in when they were first produced. Kalburgi is an active member of radiomuseum.org, which he jokingly describes as a forum for other madmen like me. On their website, you can find a repository of information about radios and spare parts. I usually get 2 to 3 replies within 30 minutes of putting up a post, he said. The beauty of the internet is that it helps maintain the technology of a bygone era. You can read more at newindianexpress.com. Well, that's it for this time. You've been listening to Southgate Vibes, stories about amateur radio and the world of communications from Southgate Amateur Radio News. You can find these stories and many more daily reports at our website, southgatearc.org. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch by sending an email to vibes@southgatearc.org. So until next time, this is Steve Richards, G4 Hotel Papa Echo, signing off and wishing you best 7-3.